If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight,
I'm in the best phase of my life, and I'm at Disneyland right now, okay?
Only E.T.'s with newlywed Gwen Stefani, her holiday plans with husband Blake Shelton.
We go big. We're going to go big. We're going to go big.
Then a voice contestant wipes out on live TV.
You okay on stage?
How she's doing after that nasty fall. And
I'm in New York City with a look at the changes for this year's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Plus, the new movie's out now from Gaga's Gucci.
I really got lost in that character.
To Halle Berry's Bruise.
I got to a point where I just literally couldn't breathe anymore.
Then our Nash Bridges reunion. 20 years in the making.
E.T. starts right now.
Christmas nerds, stand up. Gwen Stefani's getting us into the holiday spirit. Welcome to Entertainment Tonight, everybody.
Christmas nerds, Christmas fanatics, I'm ready. Yeah. And only one show is with Gwen at Disneyland. Hey, Gwen and Cassie, what's going on?
Hey.
That's right. We are at the happiest place on earth, celebrating the holidays with the beautiful Gwen Stefani.
And it's an ET exclusive.
I can be happy.
We have Thanksgiving right around the corner. You have a lot to be grateful for this year, Mrs. Shelton.
That is very true. That is very true. We leave to go to Oklahoma, and we have not been back there since the wedding, so I'm really looking forward to it. And we have a new house there. We have, like, a new life there. So it's going to be our first married Thanksgiving. Very grateful. Very excited.
What will it look like in the kitchen at the Shelton household on Thanksgiving? Who's doing the cooking?
We all cook. My mom definitely likes to do her turkey her way. Blake likes to experiment with multiple smaller turkeys. I think this year they did like the hot Cheetos turkey 1 year, and then this year I think they're doing bacon wrap. I don't know.
Next week marks 5 months since Gwen married Blake Shelton on his 1,200-acre Oklahoma ranch, and the mom of three still has that newlywed glow.
You also are giving me holiday bride vibes.
You know, I was thinking the same thing. I'm in the best phase of my life. I want to do everything with him every day. So anytime we can be together, perform, write songs, hang out, watch TV, whatever it is, I'm all about Blake.
You make it feel like Christmas.
Gwen sharing her happiness on the Wonderful World of Disney Magical Holiday Celebration, Sunday on ABC. The two-hour special is hosted from the Walt Disney World and Disneyland resorts and includes performances from Julianne Hough, Jimmy Allen, and Darren Criss. Plus, there are sneak peeks of West Side Story and the new Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser two-night adventure in Orlando.
I got to get all dolled up to do the performance, and I feel like my outfit was very inspired by all those dolls in the Small World. I'd bring the kids every single year at Christmas time. I know that they would be like freaked out to know I'm actually here right now. They're gonna be like, why did you bring us?
Blake, meanwhile, was in the middle of this scary moment last night on The Voice. 10 seconds after wrapping up a performance, Team Blake fan favorite Wendy Moten could be seen tripping and falling face first onto the stage.
Are we okay on stage?
She was immediately helped up and walked off. Minutes later, Wendy, who had already learned she would make it through to the top 10, assured everyone she was okay.
I got a little bruised, but you know what? I'm still ready to go.
Now, let's go from L.A. to Cabo, where Ted Lasso star Jason Sudeikis hit the beach with rumored girlfriend Keely Hazel. The two were even spotted sharing a kiss during the romantic getaway earlier this week.
Your girl Keely Hazel's character, and what's it been like working with her this season?
It's been great, yeah. She plays Bex.
As for Jason's ex, Olivia Wilde,
watermelon sugar high.
She's still going strong with Harry Styles. That's her grabbing coffee last week in one of his tour t-shirts and dancing in the crowd during a recent Vegas concert. And finally, soap star Steve Burton fired from General Hospital.
General Hospital has let me go because of the vaccine mandate. I did apply for my medical and religious exemptions, and both of those were denied, which, you know, hurts.
I've been working on television for about 8 years.
That's E.T. with Burton on a calendar shoot in 1995. The 51-year-old actor has played the character Jason Morgan on the show since the early 90s. His last day was October 27th.
I'll always be grateful for my time at General Hospital. I grew up there. I grew up with some of you. I am excited to see what the future brings. Love you guys. Thank you.
Now tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and we know the celebration is going to start bright and early for Kevin Frazier.
Up at the crack of dawn, Michelle, you know that. I am here at 6th Avenue with my parade co-host, Kelty Knight, where preps are underway for the Thanksgiving Day Parade on CBS.
So excited we go live at 9 a.m. tomorrow for our three-hour special. But brace yourself for a much bigger spectacle than last year's very scaled-down parade.
The energy will be next level because fans are allowed to line the streets once again. But this is important. While you don't need to be vaccinated for the parade itself, if you want to watch the balloons inflated today just up the street, vaccination proof is required, and here's what to expect tomorrow by the numbers. 15 giant balloons, including the debut of Baby Yoda, Ada Twist, Scientist, and Pikachu. 28 floats, the largest being Santa's sleigh, measuring 60 feet long, 22 feet wide, and 3.5 stories tall. Performers include Kristen Chenoweth, Jimmy Allen, and this year's 11-time Grammy-nominated artist and leader of the pack, John Batiste, who told me he will be joined by some very special guests.
My family's in town. Thanksgiving's coming up. I'm going to be on the Macy's Day Parade on the float with my family.
Well, we know what Lady Gaga's Little Monsters will be doing today.
Oh, Nichelle, they are flocking to see Mother Monster in House of Gucci. And I spoke to Gaga all about her big screen transformation.
I really got lost in that character.
At least it's my name, sweetie.
Our name, sweetie.
Gaga's back on the big screen as the conniving Patrizia Reggiani, who married her way into the fashion dynasty.
She's a weird bird. I mean, she doesn't really fit in.
Yeah.
She's got this kind of strange sexual energy where she's really trying to get what she wants all the time. Yeah. And I don't know if she's ever fully left me.
It's time to take out the trash.
Adam Driver plays the husband Gaga plots to murder in House of Gucci, out now. Selma Hayek is her partner in crime. Also in theaters today, Encanto.
This is my chance. I will save the magic.
Our Matt Cohen talked to the cast of the Disney animated feature about a family living in the mountains, with music by Hamilton's Lin-Manuel Miranda, who made the entire project working from home.
Is that like your at-home test audience, the kids and the wife?
Yeah, I've got great beta testers. I've got a wife who doesn't particularly like musicals and a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old. So if I find the kids humming it, like there's something there.
The film, which stars John Leguizamo as Uncle Bruno and Stephanie Beatrice as Mirabelle, marks a milestone.
To be alive at a time when Disney is making their 60th animated film.
Wow.
And then they've chosen to set it in Colombia.
It's Colombia. I'm Colombian. She's half Colombian. I'm half Colombian, too. And here we are representing our own people in a beautiful, funny, touching film. It's everything.
Wilmer Valderrama plays Augustine, Mirabel's dad.
You have nothing to prove.
Wilmer, I know your new dad. How cool is it that you get to share this movie with your daughter as she grows?
I hope that she sees this as like the beginning of the why she is who she ever wants to be when she grows up older.
Well, we got one for the grown-ups too. Also out today, Halle Berry's starring and making her directorial debut with Bruised. Halle revealing how she powered through a serious onset injury to our Rachel Smith.
Yes, there. You get into the ring and bam, you get an injury.
I didn't say anything to anybody because if I tell them, they're going to shut me down. And I knew that I would never get back to this film. I had trained within an inch of my life. So I realized in that moment, I had to just suck it up, be quiet, get through the fight. And then once the fight was over, I got to a point where I just literally couldn't breathe anymore. And then sure enough, I had two broken ribs.
Stretch guards, if you like.
The injury happened during this fight scene with co-star and real-life MMA champ Valentina Shevchenko.
You accidentally broke two of Halle's ribs. Did you two immediately know something was wrong?
You know, this is a sport and injuries can happen. It was the first scene what we were filming in the movie. Yeah, it was a lot of pain, but no matter what, she continued.
In Bruised, out today, Halle plays a former down-on-her-luck MMA fighter seeking a comeback.
Is that you?
Halle trained for 2 years, working out 6 days a week, up to 5 hours a day for this ultimate passion project.
When I read this script, it just grabbed me. I understand what it is to fight for, you know, second chances. You made a bad decision. You wish you could go back and do something over. You know, while I try to not have regrets in life, if I'm honest, I have to say there's some things that I wish I had handled differently.
That's his son. His daddy died.
Halle told us 13-year-old daughter Nala and 8-year-old son Maceo were the biggest motivators to take on this challenge.
Having my children now is the reason I'm even directing, because I have to keep trying to make them proud. And as a Black woman, I need to model for them. They've changed my game since the minute they got here.
And that Halle Berry level of game is an inspiration to us all. All right, now to the triumphant TV return of the Fab Four.
All we've got is us. What do you think?
The new doc that could change the way you think about the demise of the Beatles. We're with the director, Peter Jackson.
Maybe we should look at those outtakes.
And a Nash Bridges reunion 20 years in the making.
Back in 1996, I believe.
Wow. Who are those kids?
We're flashing back with Don Johnson and Cheech Marin.
You do that good, man.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I mean, we never got a chance to do it again.
Hear me when I say this. Y'all aren't ready. Beatlemania is alive and well, but never really leave. I don't think so. In the new docuseries, The Beatles Get Back, I spoke to visionary director Peter Jackson, who made it all come together.
JoJo was a man who thought he was a loner.
It's almost overwhelming, the amount of footage. I mean, it's taken us 4 years to edit. Don't let me
down. 6 hours of restored footage, including the Beatles' final live performance and unseen outtakes, are included in Get Back, which starts streaming tomorrow on Disney+.
The best bit of us always has been and always will be is when we're backs against the wall.
All we've got is us.
How do you convince someone to give you that exclusive access to this, I mean, this treasure?
I knew that they had shot this footage in 1969, and I took my chance as a fan, and I said to them, oh, by the way, what happened? Did you have any outtakes from Let It Be? And they said, strange you mention that, because we're thinking that maybe we should look at those outtakes.
But it's going to be such a comical thing, like in 50 years' time, they broke up because Yoko sat on an amp.
The three-night docuseries also shows behind the scenes of the band making their album Let It Be. It was completed after 22 pressure-filled days in 1969.
We're talking about 14 songs we hope to get. I've got a feeling. How many have we already recorded good enough?
No.
Just, you know, them writing their songs on just scraps of paper and working it out. And that was so cool to see them.
I mean, that's one of the things about this that amazed me. They were the biggest group in the world, but they were still these four kids. There's not a single moment of them being prima donnas.
Just four boys from Liverpool. Now, here is something else to fuel your Beatles obsession. It's called The Beatles in Los Angeles, a new book chronicling all the Fab Four's adventures in L.A., complete with rare photos and never-before-heard stories, including how Paul McCartney's secret concert at Amoeba Records in Hollywood really came to be.
I love it. And you know what? We may be biased because it's written by former E.T. producer
Jeremy LaWorz
and Tom Weitzel. Congratulations, fellas. All right, now let's get back to business and our Reba McEntire exclusive.
It must have been the mistletoe.
A sneak peek at her new movie filled with music moments and a Dukes of Hazzard star.
He was just cute as a button, so much fun to work with.
Then Smokey Robinson back to work after battling COVID.
I was hospitalized for 11 days. It frightened me to death.
His holiday film and sweet surprise for co-star Tia Mori.
I didn't believe it at first. I was like, no way.
I don't want to do advertising. Forget it. We're not doing it.
Oh. Well, you gotta admit it's a nice layup.
Don Johnson and Cheech Marin were the TV duo that we did not know we needed back in the 90s. Now, two decades later, the men of Nash Bridges are back.
25 years since Nash Bridges debuted. Why now did you guys feel like, okay, it's time to bring them back?
It didn't end in a way that was satisfying to us. And we wanted to reimagine it for the 21st century.
Nickel right on Kearney. Yeah. Are you going to let some app tell us how to do a car chase?
The time difference actually works for us because now I got good conflict and good comedy with the millennials and the boomers.
Don and Cheech are dragged out of retirement to help a new unit of investigators solve a string of crimes in the two-hour TV movie airing Saturday on USA.
Drop the hubcap, Holmes.
So we're talking about bringing it to the 21st century, right? But you know, at ET, we got to take you back. Mm-hmm. Back in 1996, I believe.
Wow.
Who are those kids?
Yeah. Look, your little brother.
Whatever's there ain't going to be there when we finish it. It'll be something completely different.
You do that good, man.
How about those guys there, huh?
Still alive.
It seems as effortless as it always was to play together, yeah?
Well, we've known each other for a long, long time. Yeah. We were young bachelors in Hollywood at the same time.
Oh. Yes. So got introduced to each other by a group of women.
Yes. Who knew both of us.
Yeah.
No.
You guys should know each other.
Yeah.
Well, another pair of longtime friends are teaming up. Reba McEntire and John Schneider star in a Lifetime movie, Christmas in Tune, premiering Friday. But it's John's series from over 40 years ago that Reba's fangirling about.
Oh my gosh, wasn't everybody a Dukes of Hazzard fan?
Hang on, cousin.
It was so funny during the making of the movie. Any downtime we got, we were just hitting John so much with so many Dukes of Hazzard questions, and he was like, "Well, yeah, no, well, I don't know," and he was just cute as a button. So much fun to work with.
Reba and John star as divorced country music stars who reluctantly reunite for a benefit concert in this holiday romance.
It must have been the mistletoe, the lazy fire, the fallen snow.
John and I do probably 5-6 songs in the movie. Some by myself, John does one by himself, and then we do duets.
In the spirit of giving, Reba also took part in Lifetime's Gift of a Lifetime initiative, surprising a single mom with her own fully furnished apartment.
Oh my goodness!
I'm Reba McIntyre.
When I told her it was 2 years rent-free, she hit the floor.
Look at your stockings, one for you and your two children.
Maria's reaction was priceless. I was just glad she knew who I was in the first place.
Michelle, Reba McIntyre is literally the gift that keeps on giving.
Ain't that the truth?
Now, we got another music legend bringing his talents to Lifetime, Smokey Robinson.
Just one of the greats. It feels so good, though, to see him doing well after his near-death COVID battle last year. Smokey opening up to Matt Cohen all about it.
I don't care what they think.
COVID just comes on you. Mm-hmm. I have no idea how I got it. All I know is I looked up and I had it. I was hospitalized for 11 days, and four or five of those days, I don't even remember what was going on. Retrospectively, when I looked back on it, it frightened me to death. Please get vaccinated, wear a mask, because it is a horrible thing to have to go through.
It was nearly a year ago that Smokey battled COVID and almost permanently lost his voice. 8 months later, though, he was back to work, starring in Miracle in Motor City, a Christmas movie where he plays himself alongside Tia Mori. It premieres Sunday on Lifetime.
It's a black story about Detroit, and that's where I'm from. It's my home, and that, you know, and it was so warm and so on. And then I found out Tia's in it.
Yeah.
I said, okay, man, it's got everything to coax me to be in it.
It's always great to be home.
Smokey!
Tia, how much of Smokey being a part of this thing was kind of a driving factor to do it?
How much? How much? When I found out that he was a part of the project, I didn't believe it at first. I was like, no way! No way! And when they told me that, yeah, Tia, he is, I was like, sign me up.
Ah, that Smokey Robinson, that man never ages. All right, coming up,
E.T.'s at home with the stars as they get those Thanksgiving feasts ready.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The E.T. podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where E.T. airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We never get to show this to anybody.
From A-Rod's Miami mansion to the Smith's family compound, we're inside Star Homes.
Plus, newlyweds Tarek and Heather Rae El Moussa give us a tour of their California sanctuary.
We just wanted it to feel very sexy.
And Mr. Frazier is hanging with a comedy legend.
The one and only Bob Newhart.
The E.T. exclusive.
Man, anytime you get to sit with a legend, it's a great day, right?
Legend.
Like I'm with this legend.
Oh! Well,
I'm no Bob Newhart, but happy to be here. You'll do.
All right. Good night, everybody.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.